by asking them the following question: what keeps you up at night related to the business? They are going to identify, and I will bet on this 99 times out of 100, they are going to identify the single biggest problem in the business in that, when they answer that question. Because what keeps them up at night? I'll tell you what keeps them up at night. When I had my business, one of the businesses that I owned, that I had, you know, 220 employees, what kept me up at night is thinking about the 400, you know, I used to get up in the morning and take 440 Excedrin when I started my day, because it's the only way I can cope with all the problems. I used to say, what keeps me up at night? My employee problems. That's what keeps me up at night. And they may say to you, what keeps me up at night? Making payroll. What keeps me up at night? My accounts receivable. What keeps me up at night? Shortage of raw materials. What keeps me up at night? The shortage of the employee pool. What keeps me up at night? Whatever it may be that they answer, that is going to be the single biggest problem in that business. Another question that I like to ask them is, how much vacation do you take? Now, I don't ask that question because, you know, I haven't yet bought the business and I'm trying to figure out how I can get time off. What I'm trying to dig down to is, you know, how well structured is their business? Are they able to walk away from their business for a week, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 8 weeks during the course of the year, maybe, you know, consecutively, and the business is able to operate? You know, if they say to you, I had a situation with a client, and I remember they were looking to buy a food service business. It wasn't a restaurant, but it was a food service business that catered to restaurants and was more produce related. And this guy loved the business. Business made a lot of money. It was very, very successful. Been around for, I think it was 27 or 28 years. Same family, same operator. Nice, nice man that owned the business. So buyer says to the guy, how much vacation do you take? What do you think the guy's answer was?
I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks by the sound of it.
Yeah, it would sound like the guy says, I haven't taken a vacation in 27 years. And he said, well, what do you mean? You haven't taken a vacation? You mean you haven't gone away for a month? No, he said, I haven't taken a vacation in 27 years. I don't work on Sundays. Saturday, I just come in for a couple of hours. But I haven't taken a vacation of longer than a long weekend in 27 years. Now, the answer to that, you know, what does a buyer take from that? A buyer takes from that a couple of things. Either the guy should have his head examined, right? He may not have any capable employees. Or it's the type of business that is going to require blood and guts working, you know, 5, 6 days a week, becoming an absolute slave to that business for the next 3, 5, 10, or 20 years. Now, you want to know something? That may be good for a lot of other people. There's no money that that business could make that I would want to do that job. The only way you could potentially evaluate that is saying, okay, if this is a good business and it's profitable, is there enough profit being thrown off of that business that I can hire one or two other people that can pick up that slack and be able to allow me to operate that business on my own and be able to take proper vacations and I don't have to become a slave to that business? You know, those are the type of questions. And again, it's not asking the question because you want to take time off. You're asking it to find out what type of infrastructure does this person really have in this business, if at all.
So, Richard, these questions are quite artfully designed to draw the truth out of the seller. Nevertheless, I'm bound to ask myself,